This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, reaction from a member of the 9/11 Commission on a story in the French newspaper Le Monde. The paper reports today that French intelligence knew about an Al-Qaeda plan to hijack at least one American plane and warned the CIA about it in January of 2001. We'll have more on that in just a few minutes.
First, Madeline, you're back from a lengthy assignment in Hawaii, and you brought the weather with you.
I did, and my lack of suntan. Yeah, a lovely day to be anywhere, I think, but the East Coast. A storm there has just caused record rainfall in New York. A state of emergency has been declared in New Jersey, evacuations in West Virginia, 17 inches of snow in Vermont.
And in Boston, rain has been heavy, with temperatures hovering in the low 50s. Still in true Yankee spirit, the 111th Boston Marathon went on as scheduled today.
Joining us now is Jay LaLiberty. He ran the race 30 years ago, and he's watching from the street today, cheering on the runners. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, where are you standing exactly?
I believe I'm at the 20-mile mark. I'm at the top of Heartbreak Hill in Boston here.
Why is it called Heartbreak Hill?
Because I think years ago, back in the old days when John Kelly or someone was running, they had the lead, and they seemed to almost be on the verge of winning it, and he lost it to Tarzan Brown, I believe, here, and his heart was broken.
Oh, okay, so that's a pretty tough hill. What's the weather there like where you're standing?
It's better than expected. Originally, they said we were supposed to have downpours and 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's a light rain right now, but there's a pretty strong headwind, so it's pretty tough for the runners running against the wind all the way in towards Boston.
Right. Have you run in these kinds of conditions before?
I haven't run in these conditions. I personally like the heat better. I have more of a runner's build myself. I'm fairly lightweight and low body fat, so I prefer running in the heat.
So who likes running in the rain, in the wind? Anyone?
Probably nobody. You have to really run smart. A lot of times in running in the wind, you'll see people running in packs where they protect each other, or the better runners, kind of like in cycling, they'll draft behind another one, and then towards the end of the race, they'll come out from behind them. So there's a lot of drafting, a lot of tactics like that involved in running in a day like today.
Is that kosher, or is that kind of, I don't know, it seems a little unfair?
It's part of the sport, just like you see in cycling in the Tour de France. The lead runners, if they want to break somebody's spirit, they'll run out in front, but by doing that, they'll expend more energy. The lead runners, people out in front breaking the wind, are the ones using more energy. So it's very tactical.
We hear some cheering there in the background. Who's running there in front of you?
Probably the fourth or fifth woman. The lead women, there's a group of three that went by maybe 5 minutes ago. So these are the trailing women that are coming up right now, the elite women.
And do you wear something different when you're running in this kind of weather?
Most of them still wear shorts or tights on the bottom. Some of them will wear long sleeve T-shirts, and many runners wear, in a weather like this, or if it's a little bit colder, they'll wear either gloves or hats, because 70% of your body heat is lost through your head and your extremities. So frequently they'll wear hats and gloves, and that way they can easily discard them when they get heated up later. If they're getting too hot, they can throw off their hat and gloves. But you'll see frequently runners in T-shirts and shorts with hats and gloves.
So this is one of the biggest events of the year for runners and for marathoners, and usually it's quite a festive atmosphere there in Boston. What's the mood like today with all the wind and the rain?
It's settled in here. There's people that showed up. Usually at the top of Heartbreak Hill here, this is probably the most popular spot to watch. Frequently there's 4 or 5 people deep here, but right now you can walk up and get a good viewing spot here.
Okay, well, have fun out there.
Okay.
Try to keep dry.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Jay LaLiberty. He ran the Boston Marathon 30 years ago. He's watching today from Heartbreak Hill. Okay, and we taped that interview before the results were in from the marathon. Robert Chariot won again. He defended his title. He ran it in 2 hours, 14 minutes. He won the men's and the women's. Russia's Lydia Grigorieva, she won it in 2 hours, 29 minutes, 18 seconds.
Okay, and this program note, we podcast this show every day. There's information about the program and a list of public radio stations that broadcast it at our website, npr.org. And if you liked what you heard, please let us know. Just click on the Contact Us link at npr.org and then select Day to Day.